Coming up, John Morant shines under the lights in NYC, and the Seas keep on winning even without Tatum on the court. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. We are ready to recap all of the action for you in the NBA from Sunday. We'll start out with Ja Morant, who dropped a triple-double on basketball's biggest stage at Madison Square Garden. Locked On Grizzlies has more on how Memphis took down the Knicks.
In their annual trip to the Mecca, the Memphis Grizzlies, led by Ja Morant, were as good as advertised, well worth the price of admission. But it wasn't just Ja Morant who led the way for these Grizzlies. I'm Joe Mullinax of Locked On Grizzlies, and Ja had a triple-double at Madison Square Garden. That probably shouldn't surprise us. Most of the NBA's brightest stars try to shine their very brightest on that stage. But you saw glimpses of what this team is capable of beyond the superstar that is Ja Morant. Jaren Jackson Jr. looking very much the imposing figure, not just on the defensive end, but the offensive one as well. The rookies that have been much maligned, Jake LaRavia, David Roddy, especially LaRavia, showing some signs of growth, putting in good minutes for this team. Desmond Bane hasn't even been on the floor with all of these Grizzlies consistently yet. As the Grizzlies get healthy, this team could create some real separation between themselves and others in the Western Conference.
Coming up, the Hawks struggle mightily over the weekend. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's a super simple way for you to play daily fantasy sports. What you do is you pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projections, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. You're not competing against anybody else. You're just going against those projections. Now, all you have to do is download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up. You can play daily fantasy sports. First time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match of up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter that promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100. Welcome back to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. We continue with the Clippers, who handily took care of Indiana with some unlikely sources chipping in offensively. Locked On Pacers goes over a game they would probably like to forget.
Pacers lose an ugly one to the Los Angeles Clippers in LA to begin their road trip. I'm Tony East, host of Locked On Pacers, and oh my, there goes all the Pacers' momentum. They beat the Nets on Friday night. They looked like they were going to roll into their really long 7-game road trip with some momentum, and the Clippers just evaporated all of it. Pacers lose 114-100. That score does not tell this game story perfectly at all. The Clippers dominated this game, and they did it on the glass. 62 rebounds for the Clippers, only 39 for the Pacers. Vucevic Zubac had 29 for the Clippers by himself, almost keeping up with the Pacers on the glass. He had 31 and 29. Pacers get killed on the glass. They almost keep up because they don't turn the ball over very much, but the Pacers couldn't shoot either. 38% from the field, 21% from deep, and off night from basically everyone of the Pacers rotation guys. Only two players shot better than 40%. What went wrong and all that? We'll break it all down on the Locked On Pacers podcast.
The Hawks had some major trouble over the weekend, first with Houston, then with Miami. The Heat able to limit Trae Young and DeJounte Murray enough to upset Atlanta at home. Locked On Heat and Locked On Hawks break down everything for you postgame.
Bam Adebayo's scoring surge continues as the Heat beat the Hawks 106-98 on Sunday night. I'm Wes Goldberg of Locked On Heat. After scoring 38 points against the Wizards on Friday, Bam Adebayo put up 32 against the Hawks on Sunday, leading the Heat to their third straight win. On a night without Jimmy Butler due to injury and with Tyler Hero and Kyle Lowry struggling to make shots, Bam did most of his damage in the paint, ripping through Atlanta's defense for dunks, hook shots, and tip-ins. This is the version of Bam that Heat fans have been waiting on. The only question is whether it is sustainable or not. And that's the question that we explore on the latest episode of Locked On Heat. Subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends. My name is Brad Rowland, and the Atlanta Hawks have now fallen to 11-9 with a home loss against the Miami Heat on this Sunday evening after a very bad loss on Friday in Houston. The Hawks were up 9 at the halftime break against the shorthanded Heat without Jimmy Butler in this spot. The second half was really, really ugly for the Hawks. 38 points in the second half and a 79.2 offensive rating for Atlanta after halftime. They were flummoxed very clearly by Miami's defense. They were alternating defensively. The Heat are very well coached. That was very obvious in the second half of this game as well. And then on defense, the Hawks were better than the offense, but the third quarter defense was also really rough. Miami was using the same situations and the same different play types to go after the Hawks in that third quarter with a lot of success. The Hawks got a little bit better offense from John Collins in this spot. That was encouraging to see, and the Hawks did play well at times, but in the end, a home loss where the Hawks were favored. We'll have a full breakdown of this game and more on the Locked On Hawks podcast.
Stop me if you've heard this before this season. The Boston Celtics win a basketball game, this time without Jason Tatum on the court, though. Locked On Celtics goes over how the rest of the roster got things done against Washington.
Wizards turned a blowout into a little bit of a nail biter in the fourth quarter, but the Celtics hold on behind Jaylen Brown's 36. I'm John Corrales from the Locked On Celtics podcast here at the TD Garden. And the story of this game, while it was a blowout, was Boston's bench outscoring the Wizards bench 40-14 through the first three quarters. That number obviously skewed in the fourth quarter when the Wizards bench closed a 26-point lead down to 12, and Joe Mazzulla had to reinsert his starters. Not ideal, but without Jason Tatum, the Celtics put up 130 points, the league's number one offense, still piling up the points. They shot 55%, they shot 16 of 34 from three, so the offense is still humming. Now they've won 12 of 13 games, and they get right back at it tomorrow.
An offensive explosion from behind the arc to start things off in Milwaukee put the Mavericks kind of out of sorts pretty early on. Locked On Bucks touches on the unsung defensive effort that truly built up and led to Sunday's win.
It was a battle of MVP candidates in Milwaukee. Giannis versus Luka. But tonight, it was the Bucks that won wire to wire. My name's Kane Pittman. I'm the host of the Locked On Bucks podcast. You look at the final score in this game, 124 to 115, and you think it was all offense. It was to start. Grayson Allen, 7-for-7 from three in the first quarter and a half. I was looking for the NBA record in this game, but the longer it went on, the defense, I thought, for the Bucks played a pivotal part in this game. Luka Doncic, 27 points on 20 shots. I think you'll take that every night of the week. I thought Jrue Holiday was spectacular at times. I thought Brooke Lopez with another four blocks, despite battling some foul trouble, was sensational. This Bucks team can be electric offensively. Giannis had another 30 points, but ultimately their title credentials are based on what they can do on the defensive end. They've won a title that way before, and I thought in the key moments tonight, they came up defensively with the individual stars they have and the overall team defense.
Evan Mobley playing Robin to Donovan Mitchell's Batman last night in Detroit. Locked On Pistons pleased with the effort, but not the outcome. While Locked On Cavs is happy with the fight Cleveland showed in a game they trailed until late in the fourth.
Pistons lose this one 102-94. Host the Locked On Pistons podcast here. The Pistons played a really good game. Again, they're punching up to their competition. They're without Kay Cunningham. They're without Bojan Bogdanovic tonight. They're without Isaiah Stewart. They're without Jane Ivey. In a game against the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are the third best team in the East. But still, they led for the majority of this game and had a lead in this fourth quarter. For the final 3.5 minutes, their offense went to shreds. They didn't play very well offensively, but still, the fact that they're able to continue to punch up to their competition like this without three, four of their main guys shows how well this team is coming together. They're playing for each other. Guys are starting to improve. Killian Hayes has yet another good game against a quality opponent. This has been a really fun team to watch recently, and I think every fan should be happy with how they've been playing against teams who are just way better than them, again, without a lot of their main players. So we'll talk more about this in tomorrow's episode of Locked On Pistons podcast, but I think everyone enjoyed this game tonight at Little Caesars Arena.
Hey everyone, Evan Damerl here, co-host of Locked On Cavs. The Locked On Now takeaway after the Cleveland Cavaliers 102-94 win over the Detroit Pistons. Well, the Cavs did look a little sleepy after Thanksgiving and dropping that Friday night game against the Milwaukee Bucks, but It continued tonight in this game against Detroit, but somehow, some way, the Cavs were able to find a way to win without Jared Allen on the floor, who's been a key cog for them defensively. A lot of credit should go to Donovan Mitchell, who finished the night with 32 points, but Evan Mobley really was the key player on both ends of the floor and finished the game with 20 points, 13 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block, and was also 2-of-2 from 3-point range. Mobley is quietly growing more and more in real time, and he's starting to hit those expectations a lot of folks had for him. And once he starts firing all cylinders, the Cavs are going to be a very, very scary team in the Eastern Conference. Hear about this and more on Monday's Locked On Cavs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
The shorthanded 76ers had no problem taking care of a very lowly Orlando team. Locked On Magic is disappointed with the loss, the effort, and what this might mean for the team going forward.
If you don't have anything nice to say, maybe it's best to say nothing at all. So this is going to be pretty short. The Orlando Magic fall to the Philadelphia 76ers 133-103 in a game where the Magic just did not show much defensive effort or intensity at all. Yes, they're shorthanded. Yes, they're young. Yes, mistakes are expected. But these are the kind of losses that the Magic were supposed to be well ahead of and well beyond. These are the kind of losses that the Magic promised us that they wouldn't have, that they'd level up, that they'd be more competitive. And for the most part, this first quarter of the season, they have been, even with the injuries that this team is facing, and even with the adversity this team has faced. But this was a game where the Magic just did not have it from the very start. Yes, the offense might have been able to hang around for a little bit, but they got outworked by an equally undermanned team, and they just did not show any effort defensively. All the things that this team has promised us, all the things that this team has said that they were going to do and they were going to be about, they just haven't been about, certainly not consistently. And this is the low point for a young team trying to figure it all out.
Mental errors working against Minnesota at home, and you can't do that against the defending champs and expect to win. Locked On Wolves goes over what went wrong on Sunday.
Sloppy transition defense and a terrible start to the game sealed the Wolves' fate in a loss to Golden State Warriors on Sunday. I'm Ben Beacon, host of Locked On Wolves, and the Timberwolves got off to a terrible start in this one. They usually start well. First quarters are typically strong. In this one, they gave up 47 points to the Golden State Warriors. And Golden State was on fire in transition mostly, but the Wolves struggled with really all over the board defensively early in the game. And actually, after the first quarter, the Wolves played the Warriors almost to a draw. They were almost only a minus three the rest of the game. It was just that hot start for Golden State. Minnesota could never really get anything consistently going themselves offensively. They finally started to make some threes, but it was ultimately too little too late after spotting the Warriors a 20-point lead following the first quarter. Anthony Edwards finished with 26 points. He did a lot of that damage late. The Wolves did get to within 10 points in the fourth quarter, but Steph Curry hit a three, Klay Thompson hit a pair of threes, and that was it. The Warriors pulled away. Make sure to subscribe to Locked On Wolves for all things Timberwolves.
That's all for today on Locked On Game to Game NBA. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. Make sure you go and subscribe to Locked On NBA and, of course, your team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts from. I'm Kanani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.